once more, this time Grant Killen having a shot from the edge of the penalty box, maybe just inside the miss of the penalty box, just went over the bar. And, well, with 6 minutes to go, will that be the final chance? I can't see it, to be honest. The muscle of the manager is saying, there's 10 minutes left. Try and concentrate. That's the aim of the game now. With this second half, place in the semi-final of the Scottish Junior Cup. Still at stake for both teams. Stephen Thompson now, heading towards the Pennycook penalty box. Now, is that going to be a booking or a free kick? A free kick to Musselburgh. And once, look at this now, Pennycook players are in their faces. I've never seen this before. This is really, it's not. Now, will the referee take exception? Has the referee seen something? Now, this was always on the cards. He's bringing over David White, who should know better, because although he has signed a new contract for next season with Pennycook, he was in line to take over as assistant manager at Trenin, and the referee spoke with him, but not taking it any further. Well, anyway, the upshot of that is Musselburgh have a free kick. The free kick is situated just to the left of the penalty box as we view it. You're talking 25, 30 yards out. Musselburgh's top scorer, Jordan Sheeran, right-footed with 29 goals, or will it be Stephen Thompson, left-footed, who's already scored at the other end in the first half, also with 4 minutes to go. So could we have two free kicks 4 minutes before time here? Yeah, let's see who will take it, left or right, Sheeran or Thompson. Sheeran, right-footed, saved brilliantly by Youssef, the goalkeeper. And you can hear the crowd finally giving something to cheer. And that was a beautifully struck shot, low by Jordan Sheeran, right-footed, and almost free kick symmetry there with a goal 4 minutes before each half. Musselburgh have a corner. Looks like Lewis Turner, right-footed, high, out to the far end of the penalty box. It looks like Jordan Sheeran can he get a cross in? Left-foot cross. Brilliant chance for Musselburgh. Left-foot cross. Jordan Sheeran, looked like Stephen Thompson header in the six-yard box. And his header that just wide of goalkeeper Youssef's right-hand post. Glorious opportunity, as you can hear the crowd now starting to get involved with 4 minutes to go. Opportunity there for Musselburgh, two opportunities, the free kick by Jordan Sheeran, which was well saved by Youssef, and then another opportunity for Stephen Thompson, who managed to head her wide after good work by Sheeran in the penalty box to left foot clipper cross in, but this time the effort went wide of the mark. The ball was back with goalkeeper Ali Adams, who right foot launched it towards Musselburgh's top scorer with 29 goals, Jordan Sheeran. And an opportunity, Lewis Turner, into the box. Is it offside? Yes, it's offside, just before we get too excited here. Lovely control by Jordan Sheeran. Maybe the Pennycook defence are starting to take their eye off him. He's been well marshalled through this 90 minutes by Pennycook, clearly aware of his danger. But of course, that has left Stephen Thompson, who's probably had man of the match in terms of his control and his drive forward. And then with Lewis Turner on now, Musselburgh looking to cause more problems for Pennycook. And the ball has gone in the Musselburgh penalty box. Oh, Ali Adams slides, collects the ball, but then releases it for a tiny second as he maybe thought he was going towards his own, going out the penalty box. And he now releases the ball. Two Pennycook players think about closing him down, but realise after he's cleared the ball, there's no point. Header flicked on by Jordan Sheeran. Stephen Thompson, opportunity, has to be. For Musselburgh, brilliant. It's 2-0 now to Musselburgh here on the bank. The crowd are going crazy, all the players are celebrating. A long kick by goalkeeper Ali Adams, who would you believe is in the celebrations in the penalty box for Pennycook. It's a goal, it's 2-0. Stephen Thompson is the scorer, a double from Stephen Thompson, who looks like he might be injured, but no, he's managing to walk away, realising that his side are now, let's have a look at the clock, Russell, 1 minute of the full 90 remaining. And it's that man, Stephen Thompson, good work, it has to be said, by Jordan Sheeran, who we just said, has the Pennycook defence maybe just took their eye off him, finally, and it's took 89 minutes for Sheeran to get that touch, which played in Stephen Thompson, and he's managed to get the final touch to round the goalkeeper to make the score. We're in a second now. 75 seconds of this match to go. It's Musselburgh 2, Pennycook 0. The same scoreline that Musselburgh got against Kilburnie in the quarter final in 2011, when goals from the two Kings, Chris King and Matthew King, sealed their place in the semi-final against Dalry, which led to the final against Auchinleck and Kilmarnock, which sadly they lost on extra time. But still time for Pennycook to get something here, but Musselburgh have the ball in their own half. If Sheeran can play the ball left-footed towards Graham Beveridge, is Beveridge got the legs? Oh, marvellous effort from Graham Beveridge there to keep that ball in, to keep Musselburgh in possession. And it's Beveridge. Is he going to go into the penalty box, or is he going to go out towards the corner? Can Graham Beveridge get a corner for Musselburgh? Well, the referee, who is closer than me, thinks it's a goal kick. And Pennycook's goalkeeper, Youssef Busy, well, again, look, I mean, come on, take the kick. Your team are 2-0 down, let's go. And he does take that free, goal kick. And Musselburgh's tallest player, Brian Maran,